right, sure thing. I'm starting it now. I'll let you know. Should just take a few moments to get to YouTube. All right,
Building.
live.
Evening, everyone. I'd like to call this special meeting of the University City City Council to order on Tuesday, July 21st at 5:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
And Mayor Crowe.
Here, thank you very much. Before you have the agenda as presented. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. As our citizens know who are watching, it's a little bit of a challenge with citizen participation. Please let the record reflect that we did have a citizen make a comment prior to the noon deadline for this meeting. We appreciate all comments made by our citizen. We also appreciate those of you who are taking the time to watch our council meeting this evening. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, item E1, ask council to consider a proposal from the Look Special Business District to host a street event. On July 14, the Loop Special Business District voted to request $50,000 in economic development retail sales tax to host a street event in the Del Mar Loop. If you recall, the Mayor and Council approved funding for events as a part of the fiscal year 20 budget, but all of those funds were not used. So I'm certainly recommending the approval of the proposal for an amount not to exceed $50,000. If approved, it certainly be my intention to request a more detailed budget that would be included as a part of the contract, as well as to authorize the closure of Del Mar Boulevard. I can respond to any questions that you might have.
Questions from any of members of council? Mr. Smotherson.
Just quickly, thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to find out, this is just the West Loop, is that correct?
That's correct. No funding would be able to be spent outside of University City.
Okay.
Mr. McMahon.
Just a couple of things. What the closure is from what street to what street?
McMahon, they have not identified the street closure at this point, what streets would actually be closed. I'm assuming there was in the past a loop in motion event, so I'm assuming that they would do something very similar for the closures that occurred for that event, but I don't have that amount of detail at this point.
And the only other thing I would hope we'd ask for detail is if things change as we get closer to the date, is anything that we'd have to do with social distancing and gatherings, and you know those rules may change as we get closer to the dates. So we hopefully that they're cognizant of it and they can report any changes that they have to make if there are changes from the county or state.
Councilmember McMahon, we could include that language in the contract that we have, that they would be required to comply with whatever the county's orders are in place at the time of the event.
Okay, great.
Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. The only thing I would add, I'm fine with the budgeted amount. I just think it's always important when we're talking about taxpayer dollars that we want to make sure that we're making every effort to come in under budget. I think this is a fine amount, but if we can put it on for a little bit less, I think that's even better.
Any other questions? Mr. Smotherson.
One final question, and it goes along with a council member, McMahon. How will they control the number of people? How will they control that? That's what I'm, kind of worried about, because it's an outdoor event.
Well, Councilmember Smotherson, I believe that the intention is to put together a more detailed proposal about how the event would work. Their intention is to really highlight the restaurants, as I understand it. But I think that if you include the language that simply states you must comply with the with St. Louis County orders, that should provide a sense of limiting the number of people that can actually be in one place at one time without social distancing. So
sure. I just don't want us to turn into a national get on national news. I just don't want that to happen in U City.
Gregory, I guess my one question may be, should the contract include some provision that maybe the city manager has the final say to be a thumbs up or a thumbs down? I don't necessarily know that it's fair to put that onus on you. However, I think that we may need some form of a I hate to say the word governor, but almost something on there that there is a final person who's going to say, yes, we're going, or no, we're not, because this situation just continues to be incredibly fluid. And I just think that it would be important for, I don't believe that if it's happening on our streets, that this should be a decision that is left to the LSBD board. I think, frankly, it's probably a decision that needs to be left to you. And I think that unless my colleagues want to be left to council, and I don't think that's the appropriate role for us, my thoughts are that the contract needs to have a provision in there that you are the final gatekeeper. And if there's a concern about public safety in any way, that, you know, it's our money, our taxpayer money, and we're done. We're not doing it.
I'm certainly comfortable with including that type of language.
I mean, I don't know that necessarily needs to be in the. I think we would feel comfortable with you. Again, my colleagues, I don't know whether you feel that strongly about it, but I just have this in my mind. I don't think it is appropriate for us to, based on Mr. McMahon and Mr. Smotherson's comments, for us to have money go out the door and then be concerned about it later on that we didn't have the final say.
And certainly, that decision would be in after I confer with both police and FOT.
Right.
But yes, I could certainly include that type of language.
Mr. Mulligan.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a comment on what the code provides in this regard. Section 505.030 deals with using the street for special use purposes. This activity may very well fall within the scope of that, and the city manager has the authority to approve the use as long as it's not in excess of 12 hours. The council would have to approve anything in excess of 12 hours, so you would have an opportunity to review the closure of the street for this particular event, which is scheduled to occur on September 6th and 7th, which indicates to me that it would be more than 12 hours. So hopefully by August 10th, the additional details could be obtained, and the council may further review this project if that's okay with the city manager as far as a timeline on this. And that way, if the council approves it on the 10th, be sufficient time before the 6th and 7th to do it consistent with the council's directions on this.
Honorable Mayor, if I could just add on to what John is stating, I think that the concern that the council may have, how fluid the COVID-19 is, may change in 2 weeks. So after, even if they consider the site plan and have a good sense of what is planned, there seems to be still an interest in ensuring that even at the last week or so, that we can make a go or no go decision is what I'm hearing. So with that in mind, it would still be my intention to include language that would allow the city manager to make the final decision.
I guess is all we're doing tonight is you're really wanting us, you're, the LSBD board is wanting to know that we're in support of this and we're allocating the funds. I think they'll be comfortable with the details of the contract as they're worked out. Would I think that'd be a fair statement. So are there other, if there are no other, and by the way, there can be more questions in a second. We actually do need a motion to approve the $50,000 request from the LSBD board. Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Hales. Please let the record reflect that Councilmember Clay is now joining us. And Councilmember Clay, we are on the Loop Special Business District proposal for $50,000 for a street event, wherein Mr. Hales had just wanted us to, he had said to have it not be over 50 and try to save as much as we can, I believe. And we had decided that we should make sure that the contract explicitly says that the city manager can will have the final say as to the go or no go of the event based on the fluid situation that we have with the coronavirus and maybe other factors, whatever the factors are.
Thank you, and apologize for my tardiness, Mayor.
Motion before the body. There is a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have before us Bill number 9409. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
An ordinance amending section 215.720 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to obstructing public places.
May we have the third reading?
An ordinance amending section 215.720 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to obstructing public places.
Thank you. Before we have discussion, may we have, who would like to make a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. McMahon. You do have a cover letter from the city attorney that was a part of the packet for you and for the public. And I know John is here to answer any questions that you may have or to discuss any items regarding this matter. Are there questions of the city attorney? I think most of us are relatively well-versed with this situation and what we are trying to accomplish here. Hearing no questions, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. Are there any comments from members of the council prior to our adjournment?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to put a quick note out there that according to the St. Louis County Pandemic Task Force, I believe yesterday, Monday, saw the highest single day admission to St. Louis County area hospitals of the big four hospitals with patients that have the COVID-19. I will remind everyone to please practice all of the safe distancing and wearing masks when we're out in public, because the increases of this seem to be a grave concern of the pandemic task force, and we need to do everything we can to make sure we're not spreading this virus around the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other matters, any other comments from any of members of council? Seeing no hands raised, all those in favor, we have a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Hales. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, and hope that you all have a pleasant evening. To the citizens, thank you for joining us this evening.